That isn't cranberry sauce, Artie.
Do you like what you see?
Penetration? Who's gonna be penetrated?
Why are there sharks on the moon?
You're listening to the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, a co-production from the Super Network and Pop4D, with host Super Marcy.
Hey, it's Wish.com Eric Roberts.
The terrible Australian Bee Jamine.
We're being watched. Oh no, the actors have become self-aware. They know we're watching them.
Professor Science Batch.
All these actors are hard Canadian 30s.
And Trash Panda Colin.
That movie's so tight.
Featuring Craven the Hunter.
Hey, it's Craven. Everybody loves Craven. Especially Louise. Oh boy.
And Louise Lasser.
Did somebody say Louise Lasser?
This podcast is intended for mature audiences as it may contain explicit language.
I bet you he made anal.
That's not how you should.
Adult themes.
I like how they're still wet even after the next day.
Then it comes back on and it's an ad from Wild Secrets.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
For more information, see the show notes. Visit supermarcy.com for more. Show your support and access exclusive posts at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Now to our feature presentation.
Would you like to touch what you see?
Listen! I don't have anything to say to you except don't call me anymore!
Operator, I am begging you! This is a real, real emergency! What's the matter with you?
I got molested in the little boy's room!
Hello everybody, Super Marcy here, one of your hosts from the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, and I am here to present the best of the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, part 1 for 2023. Part 1 will be focused on the first 20 episodes of 2023, and there certainly were a lot of episodes and a lot of very funny moments, a lot of shocking moments, and most importantly, there was a lot of soap opera and all sorts of things. Always expect the unexpected with the Tubi Tuesdays podcast. So let's get straight to our first highlight with the first episode we did in 2023, where we did watch a movie. And as is tradition on the show, the first movie back is a Tubi original and voted by the Patreons. And for 2023, I'm going to say that a lot in this best of, the choice was Titanic 666. So let's give that a listen. Oh no, she's totally bringing back, like, she's resurrecting everyone who died on Titanic and Titanic 2 as zombies or some shit.
Oh my gosh, are we gonna see, like, like Shane Van Dyke return from the dead?
That's his fucking name, Shane Van Dyke.
Yes.
I mean, maybe.
Did Billy Zane die on Titanic? Or did he get away?
No, he got away.
He got away. Of course he did, because he's a kind of a character in that movie. Are they also going to bring up the heart of the ocean? Because the old lady dropped it into the ocean where the Titanic was, so it could come back with these zombies.
I mean, this is a lot of this is a lot just to go in and resurrect Leonardo DiCaprio.
Poor bastard shouldn't have died in that movie.
See, this is probably what she's doing. She's probably gone on Titanic free, wanting to resurrect Jack Dawson and realize, oh shit, I just resurrected every zombie and dead person who has ever been on the Titanic.
They just ripped off that Simpsons of the episode of The Simpsons. The episode of The Simpsons where they want to resurrect Snowball, but then they end up just resurrecting everyone in the cemetery.
Oh my gosh, this movie ripped that movie episode off.
What is she wearing?
I don't know. I think she's dressed up like Kathy Bates in Titanic.
Oh my god, she totally is. I mean, you could dress up as worse people, that's for sure.
Mm. This is probably some mall in California.
Oh, I gotta stop bumping into people and being Scottish.
Hello, Scottish people. My name is Willie, not Groundskeeper Willie like everybody else thinks.
Oh my
Don't
God.
You love Titanic? Oh, it's so great.
I watch Titanic in installments on TikTok. 1 minute installments.
Fucking TikTok.
The kids with the ticky tockies.
Can you really make millions of dollars every single month by doing this shit?
Yes. Yes, you can.
Okay, sign me up.
And you know, but to be fair, though, I mean... I mean, if you're as hot as Adeline McCord, you probably would make millions just doing videos on TikTok.
If you want to make millions of dollars on TikTok, all hail Gaiku Kaiju! He will reward you with millions! Worship him on TikTok!
Yes.
Coming soon to TikTok, Gaiku Kaiju's TikTok channel.
We do dance challenges and stuff. It's neat.
It's Cochran.
Cock.
Cock.
Red.
Rare.
Cochran cock ring. There we go.
So this was all filmed on video, yeah?
This should have been a found footage movie.
Right? I want to see the video! Why aren't they showing us?
Okay, we're gonna watch Titanic 666 on the Tubi app on our phones.
On the Tubi app on our phones. It's so meta.
No ads yet. Right? This is weird.
I know.
Pretty spectacular.
Oh, that's an ad break on Tubi.
Whenever the zombies come along, it's the ad break.
It's an ad for Wild Secrets on Tubi.
Yes. So, do you like your ships going down? Well, we have the products for you on Wild Secrets.
Do you want your Titanic themed dildo? Well, here you go.
Titanic 666 like... iceberg dildo molds.
I feel like Jamie Bamber is selling bullshit antiques that he's claiming that are from the Titanic.
I think that's true.
Could that be like sus. So if that is the case, say if he is selling fake Titanic stuff. So does that mean when the woman conjured up the spirits, she conjured up the wrong spirits?
Well, maybe some of it was legit, but actually, yeah, that kind of throws in a spanner in the works. But maybe not all of it is.
Mr. and Mrs. Selfie Stick.
Well, today we're about to walk. I hate to do this to you guys, but I have to step away for a moment. Please don't get too weird while I'm gone.
Oh, no. The show's about to get weird.
It's totally... I do it on purpose so the show gets weird. But make sure you fill me in on what's happening when I get back.
We'll never fill you in when you go away, Marcy.
No.
Damn it. I'm not even allowed to listen to that part when I edit.
Yes. All right, Batch, let's get crazy. Let's get nuts.
Okay, Bede, I promise not to stab you if we gotta talk.
Oh, it's Baby Craven. Yeah. Hello, Baby Craven.
Yes, Bede, I promise not to stab you this time. But now,
Baby Craven, you know you're not allowed to get at least 100 feet of me, so you're not allowed to stab me.
If Louise ignores my dad's request, then I don't have to listen to that one either, Bede, but that's not what I'm here this week.
Well, so, you know, like, yeah, because we know Baby Craven, like, it's just not going to happen. Louise just does whatever she wants, and now that she's a free time to be Tuesday podcast award winner, she's got, she can just do whatever. She's gone crazy.
Is she gone? She's not here, right?
Yeah, she's not here at the moment, Craven. So you're safe at the moment. You're in a safe space.
Well, thank God. Like, I've had to hide my son from her, too. Her ego is out of control, man.
Now, Craven, it has been a week since you and her have won the best co-host.
No, I won. I won. It is my award. She did not win. She just walked out on stage and accepted the award. It is my... I ripped off that. I mean, I earned that award. Only me, myself. I am best co-host, not her. Okay, continue.
But it was weird, though, because in the actual letter that had the winner, it had a name crossed off with yours, like, written, your name written in your handwriting.
You can't prove that's my handwriting.
And then it had another bit of handwriting that was in a different handwriting for Louise Lasser.
I didn't write that, so she didn't win. Lawyered.
Yes, we might have to get Louise Lasser to kind of look into it.
I gave it to Louise. He said I won. She has no merit on. She didn't win. She's a 2-time winner. She's not a 3-time winner.
We might have to bring the lawyers into this. And determine, let's
do
it.
Okay. You guys like to do this is a poll episode, right? This is a poll episode. Make a poll. Who really won that award? Me or Louise?
I think you might be on the sub. You might be on the subbing, Craven. We might have to
do it for all your patrons, which you're fleecing money from, which I respect, by the way.
Yes, we will do that for the Patreon poll, or even put it on Twitter, and then that
who
way.
Who really won the best co-host award? Me or that bitch?
Yes. So we'll do that, and then we'll finally determine what it is. But don't be surprised, Craven, if it doesn't go in your favor.
It's rigged. The whole system is rigged. I know I rig things for a living. It's what I do.
Yes,
indeed. And I can tell this is rigged.
Is that my honey bunch, Craven?
No, he's gone, Luis. He was never here.
It seems like every time I try to talk to him, he just runs away. I mean, I'm a lady. I'm an old-fashioned lady who likes to treat. And Craven is an old-fashioned man who likes to treat him mean to keep him keen. And I'm very, very keen right now.
No, Luis. Not going to happen.
Anyways, I'm going to keep looking for him because I got already 2 bottles of red wine in me already, so I need to, and I need somebody to, like, drip more red wine all over me. But anyways, I'll be right back. Bye.
Oh yes, folks, it got weird straight away for the year on the podcast. And now we're going to look at episode 99.9. where Craven decided he was taking over the podcast. And if you thought what you just heard was weird, it got weirder. Craven picked a movie that's not even on Tubi with Flash Gordon and the Cosmic Cheerleaders.
Greetings, one and all, to the number one podcast of Tubi related podcasts. I am Craven the Hunter, number one podcaster, number one tweet speak. I'm really excited. This is my podcast. I'm taking over the show. No Batch this week. No Marcy. No B. Only Craven. Well, I got a very special guest. The one, the only, not Louise Lasser, the better Louise Lasser, because the real Louise Lasser is banned on this podcast.
That's right, honey. It's me, not Louise.
The real, and the one true Louise Lasser. Louise, I barricaded the door to the studio. Louise Lasser's never getting in on this podcast.
I'm the one true Louise, and I won't flirt with you, Craven, because I have other men in my life, honey.
We are strictly professional and platonic in our relationship. Louise Lasser, our lawyer, said to that. He said, don't bang that Louise.
We signed the contract, and I always stick by my contracts, honey.
So we may or may not have banged already, allegedly, but that's besides the point. But no way is Louise Lasser getting in on this podcast.
No way, honey. It's only not Louise week.
God damn it. No, Louise, I know that's not you. You're not getting in here.
Oh, no.
You gotta let me in, honey.
No, you're not getting in. This is my podcast. This is my show. You're not stealing my award again.
You know we won that award fair and square, so let me in.
Don't you break down that door, Louise.
I'm hopping, and I'm gonna blow you down.
Don't you do it. God damn it.
Did somebody say Louise Lasser? Hello, everybody.
What are you doing? You're bad. You can't be on my Doobie Tuesday podcast. This is my show.
First of all, Honey Bunch, this is our show. We won that Tubi Award jointly together, even though we both scribbled our names on the actual envelope, but that's beside the point. So allegedly. I am here, yes, allegedly, but I'm also here because I don't want that imitator, not Louise Lasser, to steal the show, because I'm the woman of your heart, you love me the best, and that's why I'm here to join this episode.
And leave me alone on Twitter now. I know we both have the Twitters, but you keep harassing me on Twitter. How do I block you? I don't know how to use it.
Suddenly,
they got testicular fortitude.
I grabbed a gun. He blasted.
Every time I see them,
that made them go limp.
That is never happened to me.
That's right, honey. Because every time I'm around, you never lose it.
They would hide them in knots. That was hilarious.
And our men.
They did. I don't know what's going on.
This guy's an asshole.
To put it bluntly, all straight.
He looks like death. I think it is death, but he just wants to make every man impotent. But that won't happen to you, Craven, as long as I'm around.
I always rock hard.
Hey, look, it's Bill Nye, the science guy.
Bill.
He's doing some great science that would make our batch very jealous.
This is total science. This is better. This is the guy's a better scientist than Batch.
Oh, for sure.
He also kind of looks like the Gene Wilder you get off Wish.
Oh, that's true, honey. I tried to order one.
Actually, mine came in the mail this morning. I was very excited. I've not been seen or heard from
since. I'm so happy for you, Louise.
Inform Scrooge to combat the. See, I don't like this, not Louise Lasser. We should be fighting and hating each other, but seems yeah, like we're getting along.
You guys are getting along way too much. You should be shit-talking each other.
Well, we should be, but we gotta save that for the great mud wrestling match / pumpkin pie / red wine, whatever we're putting in that pool to fight in.
It's going to be 2 out of 3 falls. The first fall is mud, the second fall is pumpkin pie, and the third one is lube.
That makes sense, but I'm also a little bit drunk off my white wine.
They're doing a lot of aerobics in this movie.
Because I don't know what we're watching, but it's brilliant and it's better than Avengers Endgame.
Oh, honey, this movie could be like my favorite movie of all time is Mortal Kombat. Wonderful, wonderful movie that should have won the Palme d'Or. Now, this movie in particular, well, this movie should have won the Oscar for Best Picture.
This is better than Showgirls.
Get it right.
I'm so high right now.
Oh my god, why are people keep interrupting me? They're all coming in right now.
Oh, who's here now?
Oh.
Listen! This is Melanie from Night Killer. You thought you could just get away from that brilliant cinematic masterpiece.
Melanie! I'm sorry, I have to say your name like that. So, Melanie, are you jealous about all the boobs in this movie? Do we think we forgot about your boobs? I don't
know. This is so triggering. I can't. Listen!
You're getting so triggered, you just have to stare in the mirror and, like, feel yourself up again, right? You get up
here and explain. Because I have the best boobs ever.
Yes.
I don't know what's happened to my voice. I've been on the phone to this weirdo.
Characters are merging. This sounds insane. You get up. Here. I'm going to get
an F. Not Louise.
There we go.
And Melody have just emerged to form one character.
Go with it.
They're merged together like they're a Megazord.
Not Melody.
It's
not Melody.
It's not Louise Melanie. Here we are.
It's not Louise Melanie Lasser. It's Melanie Lasser. There it is. We found the joke.
Melody Lasser, and I've got to go in the mirror and look at my boobs.
And I silence Louise with a two. double event. Double points went for Graven.
Look, just because my husband got molested by me in the little boy's room.
So that's how good not Louise Lasser is, it's Melanie.
Still alive? Unlikely.
It's a combination.
That explains so much.
Yes.
It really does.
The one rule we're following on the Tooby Tuesday part is, fuck it, just go with the bit.
Yes. Also, oh, there's another knock on the door.
Oh,
it's another.
Everybody's interrupting us today. Who's there, Louise?
It's me, creature in a jar, possessed by the night.
Oh, you're scary.
I thought you were the brother that Steven Seagal tried to eat in the womb.
I mean, that's me as well, but that's beside the point. I thought I'd just come in because you're the watching Flesh Gordon. And also, you just happened to find my mother in this movie, because she's in this movie.
Oh, is that the
magic? Is that why it is the girl, the chick in the blue?
Actually, no. It's the giant penis monster. That's my mom.
Oh, that makes much more sense.
Oh, that makes actual sense. That makes all the sense in the world, and also why we're also so horny right now.
This movie is really horny.
Indeed, because it has more energy all over it. That's why I'm the horny creature in a jar from Possessed by the Night.
Oh no, here we go. Oh, by the way, this movie's a musical.
Who are you? My name is Fletcher.
That goes along with what the guys watched last time with a cannibal musical.
I told you this is a sequel to Voyage of the Rock Aliens.
Are these pieces of shit?
Yes, they are.
Yeah, that was a look at episode 99.9 that none of us approved of. Well, with us being 99.9, that means we hit the record episode 100 in the early part of the year. And the film we watched was Samurai Cop. And as we have made tradition with big milestone episodes like this, we do the episode live, which is what we did. And here are some of the awesome highlights. And of course, thank you to everybody for listening to the Tubi Tuesdays podcast. Without you, we would not have reached such amazing milestones. So enjoy the highlights. It's like...
I'm supposed to retire tomorrow.
They were all one day left to retirement.
Meanwhile, at police...
Wig!
Look at that wig.
Wig!
Why did I pick now to drink? I love how he put a cap on it so he can't see it's a wig. Good luck. Call
me if you need me. It is the most grandest wig in history. And you can definitely tell... you can definitely tell people when the wig is on screen and when it is actually the actor's real hair. You'll definitely notice the difference pretty quickly.
That would be the easiest cosplay ever, like a leather jacket, a wig, and a ball cap.
Yes.
Yes.
But you notice he doesn't wear the cap when it's not a wig.
He doesn't.
Bede, give us trivia on the wig. That's some guy. Look at you. You can't park there. Sorry.
I was going to say, like, I don't even have to look this up because I already know the reason why the wig's in this movie, because, like, they shot the movie and then the actor who plays our main character, Matt Caritas, although he's credited as Matt Hannon in the credits, he went off to go shoot something else and they needed to do reshoots, but he had already cut his hair. So they had to put a wig on him for the reshoot.
And all they could find was that one wig. That van is so pimped. Yes, it is. Why are we in a helicopter?
Noise!
Could at least say helicopter noise.
All right, guys, we're going to look for the nearest Andy Sidaris movie around here somewhere.
This could have almost been an Andy Sidaris movie.
Is that Bo Derek flying the helicopter?
Yes.
Yes.
Remember, she knows how to do everything.
I know my ghost husband's around here somewhere.
Cockpit. There is a lot of time dedicated to them disposing of this guy and his head.
And it's not like they're doing a good job of it to dispose the head. They're literally just carrying it around in a garbage bag.
I mean, I'll say this again. They are more convincing than the two from Tammy and the T-Rex.
Well, that is true.
Whoa!
Oh.
Did he kick him in the dick?
And, yes.
Whoa!
Oh no, I think my favorite scene's coming up, the one that always breaks me every time.
If Robert Zadar wants head pat, he gets it.
Yeah, that's how you fight. You punch him right in the dick the Kraven way.
Hey, Kraven's here.
That's King Kraven to you. I am king now. I killed Kaiju Kaiju and I am now king of all to be Tuesday podcast.
Yeah, sorry, King Kraven.
Thank you, that's much better.
All hail King Kraven.
What are we watching this week?
Samurai Cop, I think you'd like this
one. Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. I love that wig.
Yes. We know you approve of those wigs, Kraven.
I have that wig myself, and sometimes when I do feel sexy, I put it on.
But also, it's a good disguise.
Yeah, when I'm hiding from Louise Lasser.
Uh-oh, you said a name!
Did somebody say Louise Lasser? Hello, everybody.
No, they didn't. Yeah.
That's...
I'm pretty sure I heard my name.
That's Queen Louise Lasser, thank you.
Indeed. I'm a queen now. If you watched the royal coronation last night, it wasn't actually Camilla that got raised as queen. It was actually me.
A lot has happened since 99.5.
Indeed, apparently. I never thought I would actually be queen. I never thought I'd be Queen of England, but you know what? Here we are.
I love the fact that that guy got uppercutted and he flew into the back of that truck.
Yes.
Oh, he's got his sword out.
He shoots him!
Brilliant.
Nobody makes me bleed my own blood!
His arm fell off.
He got Victor Crowley'd. He died. Whoa!
I've got a machine gun.
Time for the boss fight.
Oh, here comes my favorite part. This part always gets me. Not that!
He's already shot him!
The spark's coming from!
I don't know, Bean!
Where's the spark's coming from?
Where is everything coming from? Robert Zadar is displeased. Ivy, I'm more dead than they are also. Pat, I'm pretty sure they're throwing fireworks at the fucking car.
They probably are.
I'm on your side.
Robert Zadar is like...
killing his own...
He doesn't care. They're shit henchmen. That's why he's killing him. Sorry.
Gunshots and explosions. That could also be the title of this movie.
Yeah. Why is it still sparking?
Also, is Robert Zadar dumb? Like, he's killed all of his henchmen while cops are there. They can arrest him.
Yeah, but he's like, they gotta leave no evidence behind or something. I don't know.
But they witnessed him.
I didn't write this movie.
Clearly someone did it.
No,
this is such a Lethal Weapon, like a ripoff.
Yes.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
They can't take anyone in for questioning because they're dead. And he's in a wig again!
On this police force, everyone has one day left to retirement.
How did they get back into someone's backyard?
I don't know.
They were not nowhere near there. Uh-oh. It's red wine and white wine.
Did somebody say red wine?
Did somebody say white wine? It's me, Melanie! Louise!
Yep.
It's time for the great Louise Lasser off on the Kiwi Tuesday 100 podcast.
Well, first of all, I should win. So I'm going to be drinking my red wine. Hold on. But also, I like that imitator, not Louise Melody Lasser. I have my own rotary phone live for this chat. And also, I'm Queen Louise Lasser now, so just say it.
Melody. Yeah. I was in Night Killer. It was the best movie that has happened on the Tubi Tuesdays podcast.
Just because Melanie's going to distract the judges by caressing her boobs in front of a mirror.
Boobs.
Well, first of all, honeys, I'm going to say it right now. I'm going to win because you know why? I'm going to call up the police. So give me 1 second. I'm going to call them on my rotary phone. Hold up 1 second.
I'm going to use my mobile phone.
Hello? Officer, it's me, Louise Lasser again.
Listen!
Hello, this is the officer.
Now listen up, Mr. Police Officer.
Yes.
I hope this is that sexy Joe Samurai, but anyways, that's beside the point. I need you to arrest... Allegedly. Now, I need you to arrest that imitator, Melanie Louise Lasser. She's trying to steal my identity, and also all my red wine, and also my doll hair and my cleavage. So I think you need... to get rid of her, okay?
No, it says here that Melanie Lasser is the one true Louise Lasser.
Now, you need to start taking this seriously.
Listen!
This is a real emergency. What's the matter with you?
Listen, Louise, you've called KFC, but also because I'm Melanie, and I'm a Night Killer, and Batch picked that movie, he's probably gonna let me win.
Oh, I don't know. I've been partial in this. I had no bone in this contest of who the...
Now, first
look
of all...
Look at that sexy cap and wig in this movie.
And also, is that Vincent Price?
I think so, honey.
Now, I think you two should find some common ground. Like, Louise, you have a rotary phone. You like your rotary phones. Melanie, you like your cell phone.
I've updated with the times.
So I think there's room enough. Melanie, you like your white wine. Louisa, you like your red, correct?
I mean, this is true. We like to have wine.
Now, I think there's room for both of you on this 2B Tuesday podcast.
Okay. I think there must be. You know what? Okay, we'll be nice. Because you know what? We're probably the yin to each other's yang.
I think so, mm-hmm. Honey.
All I know is if you two team up, Craven is screwed, and that's a plus for me.
There's a lot of great memories with that episode. Now let's have a listen to some highlights from episode 91, which was a Patreon chosen pick for that episode, and Aaron chose the film Thanksgiving. And it just felt like this film set the tone for the year. It's just a crazy, insane movie. And honestly, the show, as you've heard, was just weird all year. But this one definitely helped set the mood for that. Enjoy this one, folks.
Gravitas Ventures.
It should have been called Gravy Ventures, since there's a turkey in this movie.
I mean, I could go for some gravy right now.
Gravy.
I love me some gravy.
That's not cranberry sauce.
The year is 1621, the olden days. What the fuck? Moments after the very first Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Are we going back to the first Thanksgiving? What is this?
Yes. Yes, we are.
What is this? Oh, baby! What?
Nipple fair. Yeah,
wow.
Jesus. We're starting the film off with tits. Close-up tits!
This is like Golden Temple Amazons all over again.
Jesus!
It is.
She's just standing there scared with her tits out. What is this?
She's gone from pilgrim to pill tits.
What is happening?
It's totally Golden Temple Amazons.
What is this? Close up of boobies jiggling.
in the woods.
Oh, she fell.
Oh.
I think this pilgrim might have one day left till retirement.
Well, luckily her boobs, softened her fall.
I think so. What the fuck is that?
That's the turkey.
What?
The turkey's a puppet.
Jesus.
Yes.
So, I'm guessing the moral of the story is colonialism is wrong.
Yes.
The moral of the story is, if you don't want to be killed by a homicidal turkey, don't have your boobs out.
No. Well, either that or just, you know, don't go and invade a country. That's probably a good lesson to learn, because the turkey will get you. Thanksgiving, not Titsgiving. Titsgiving!
Hashtag
Titsgiving.
Hashtag Titsgiving. We're all in.
Meanwhile, let's zoom up this movie so we can make it run less than an
hour. Look at that fucking nerd! Okay,
yeah, this is totally a 2B Tuesday movie.
Yes.
It really is, Aaron.
Well,
you picked geniusly.
Well, I can definitely say this dude is definitely a nominee for the biggest fucking nerd award.
Oh, definitely. You better mark that down, Bede.
I am totally marking it down.
Mark it down for our 2023 awards.
He's even got his buttons done all the way up to his neck.
Fucking nerd.
Fucking nerd.
Fucking nerd. Hey, Ron Swanson.
It looks like Cheech.
It's low.
What's with the
Cheech.
Fake mustache?
What's with the, I was about to say, that's so fake! As a matter of fact, I sure did. Ew.
Yeah.
She took a dump in the coffee to get back at her husband.
I mean, do you blame her? He's wearing that fake mustache.
How could you take a dump in the coffee? I might as well keep drinking, though. It's still good. It's a little nutty, but it's good.
It's a little shitty, but I'll keep going. Did he just say Tom? No, Dad. Freddy.
Now, honey, down, did you...
No, don't go under the desk.
Now, honey, do you make sure to bring my mustache cleaner down, because I need more glue for it.
I need my mustache comb. It's going to fall off.
It looks like it is about to fall.
It does! It looks like he trimmed someone's hair and made it into a moustache.
Is this like the Craven cosplay that you get off Wish?
Yes. Can Craven confirm this?
Allegedly!
But the thing is, the Craven cosplay you get off Wish is with a C, not with a K.
That's a fine product from Craven Go. Send me $9.95, I send you your own mustache.
Alright.
That dude kind of looks like Angry Video Game Nerd.
Yeah.
I just thought it was the nerd's dad. Now that's what I call a tight ass. Oh my god, he wants to fuck the turkey!
He's gonna get a blowjob from the turkey.
No, I think he's fucking it in his behind! But the turkey get a gun! Please, mister. What the fuck is this movie? I'm scared.
You wanna
I'm terrified.
Hey, mister.
I don't like it.
You missed it. You want to blow me? How about I blow you first?
Ew. Stop that.
Why would anyone go out of their way to go fuck a turkey?
Why would you want to fuck a turkey? Please, you can go to Wild Fucking Secrets, dude.
Oh!
Whoa. That hey, it's those, rams.
The turkey's gonna drive.
I like the sheep, like, oh well.
Get the video version. What the fuck is that?! Oh, well, what?! There, little buddy.
What can I do you for? So, the dad is dressed up as a turkey, and the turkey is dressed up as a human being.
Yes.
I got nothing! I got nothing. I don't know what's going on. Why is the turkey wearing that?
And that's a different fake mustache.
It is, and why is he wearing a turkey costume that's glittery? Why did he invite the turkey in for fucking tea? Do people see the turkey as a person? I'm so confused.
Well, he's in disguise.
It's a disguise, yes. It's a very stupid disguise, but somehow it works.
What was that guy's excuse in the car when he wanted to fuck the turkey?
Well, he just wanted to fuck a turkey.
I think he just wanted to fuck a turkey.
Indeed.
The fake eyebrows are more realistic than the guy's fake moustache. My brain hurts. Ew, is he drinking the poo coffee?
Yes.
No, this is tea.
Well, it might be poo tea.
Oh, let me tell you, that was one of my favourite episodes of the show. That movie is just pure insanity. I highly recommend everybody check it out with our episode commentary. Moving right along, let's get to episode 99, where myself, Bede Batch, were joined by the hosts of the Trash Panda podcast, Colin and Gotts. And if you've been keeping track, this year, Colin from Trash Banter Podcast did become the fourth co-host on the To Be Tuesdays podcast. And it's because of episodes like this. And you know what? We just have fun. And that's what it's all about. Enjoy these highlights from Cannibal the Musical.
Because I remember South Park, when it first came on in Australia, it also played not just on SBS here in Australia, but also the Comedy Channel, and I believe it was like a big event when they were going to say, oh yeah, we're also going to show...
Here we go, first song!
Ray Parker, Matt Stone's...
The sky is blue and green. They're as warm like a baked potato.
Precisely what I mean.
Okay, I'm going to...
It's a spiritual day.
I'm going to... I love when God sings. It cracks me the fuck up. Because I never hear it. Like, I'll sit here and sing songs to my cat, and he'll hear them all the time, and fucking do all that shit, but I've never heard him sing. So this is new to me, and I love it. But apparently Catherine Knight is, like, tied to Alfred Packer or some shit.
Catherine Knight.
I don't know.
Catherine Knight.
Yes.
Murdered her husband and ate him, and was gonna serve it to his children.
She is body slammed.
She's currently locked up in a New South Wales prison. Oh,
ads.
We're at 10 minutes 09.
Are you okay?
An ad during right. the. Musical number.
Right. I know, why it. Put an ad through how the musical rude. Number for Tubi?
I like how we got the subtitles. We can basically sing along to all the songs.
Exactly.
Yes.
This is the interactive Tubi Tuesday.
Yes.
Exactly.
Blue.
No.
The green.
That is a baked potato. I mean, a baked man potato.
Yes.
When I say it's a sweat boy, gold day, I love this movie! I get to sing! I love singing!
Why does that not surprise me, Craven?
That freaked the shit out of me. I just put my headphones on.
Oh, you fucking surprise Craven's head, motherfucker!
I love Craven so much.
And you can listen to Craven, the number one podcast on Everybody Loves Craven on the Webtest Network. And no Louise Lasser, she's banned.
Well, if you say so, Craven. If you say so.
Be careful about what you wish for, buddy.
Exactly.
Because I can book her like that.
Speaking of booking, I need to like book my kids into a wrestling match because those kids should have gotten in trouble, but the only reason they didn't is because the one made me laugh because he goes, I go, Graham, what happened? And he's like, Sammy body slammed me. And I go, okay, Sammy, why did you body slam him? And he goes,
You're doomed. It's Weston. Right. It's Weston Crazy Ralph.
Doomed. Oh, this kid said because he couldn't see me. He because he couldn't see me. And I died. I was like, okay, I'm not even mad. I actually gave him like 5 minutes. I was like, all right, bro, you can watch that video. That's hilarious to me. I go, don't body slam your brother anymore. But, bro, that was hilarious.
You just tell the other one, you got to fight back.
The subtitles actually say Cartman's voice.
I forget about every song in this movie until right before it comes up.
Right? I haven't seen it for ages. I don't remember. Fan.
Stock footage.
God, that's so tasty.
Whew.
We're getting into that town where. Sorry. Oh, look, it's a sheep.
Oh, I love this.
No, wait, I do want to fuck that sheep.
Is he from New Zealand?
I wasn't going to say it, but you already went there, Bussy.
You know I go there.
Ouch.
I gotta keep up the appearance.
The appearance of
the rivalry between Australia and New Zealand. It's like the Americans versus Canadians.
I knew a guy from New Zealand. No wonder he fucking hated Australians.
Yeah. Yes. Fucking sheep fuckers. I mean, what?
I asked if he was Australia, and boy, he was like, don't fucking confuse me for a goddamn Australian.
We have fish.
Are you guys looking
chips?
At my eye? That his eye just came all over him.
I mean, that's what happens when you're from New Zealand, eh?
His beard is like stained with the pus of his fucking eye.
That's so gross.
Oh boy, what an episode that was. Be sure to check out all the full episodes that all these wonderful highlights are from, as well as our other episodes. It is a best of, and if it was a legit best of, it would just be all our episodes, all of them. But we can't do that, otherwise this would be hours upon hours, and we're not doing that. Oh boy. So let's go to episode 101. And this one was a Patreon pick from Shane. So we thank Shane for that one. And this is Killing American Style from the same director as Samurai Cop. And let me tell you, this one originated one of our ongoing jokes. He gets all the action.
Tom Selleck. That's not how sex works.
I think he's fucking her belly button.
I was going to say, he's doing a Tommy Wiseau. Damn cops, cop... if cops are doing cock blocking, does that make up pop blocks?
Yes. I don't know, that was terrible.
Hold on.
Where's the... What is he wearing?
Give it to me again, Bede. Give it to me again.
Pop blocks.
No, don't give me the whole joke again.
Okay, I'll do that again. So, if the police are coming to cock block him having sex with that woman, does that mean they're called cop blocks?
Worth it.
So that's my first one for this episode.
That's the first one.
Wow, look at his hair.
That looks like the hair I have.
It's your wig.
It is my wig. It's budget. It's the Wish versions of Tom Selleck and Eric Roberts.
I'm so confused as to what's going on in this movie.
So Robert Sedar just got busted.
Yes.
Yes. But what is he doing?
He's the bad guy.
I'm a cop.
I'm a cop, you idiot.
Oh, I'm a cop!
You know what I love about this movie? If it's basically Samurai, the exact same plot of Samurai Cop, just without the martial arts and the wings.
That was a little bit of martial arts, but...
Look at that. Look at
the scene is lit.
Look at that mustache.
Look at the lighting. Whoa.
Whoa, he's escalated.
He did. Are they part of the same gang? Whoa.
Yeah. Well, the Canadian tuxedo guy and Robert Zadara, yeah, they're part of the same gang.
Look at that psychic.
I'm so confused, but I'm here for it.
Yes. Groaning.
Yeah.
I'm just going to laugh that the bad guys are actually, like, drivers of Mr. Whippy vans.
No, that's a carpet clean van, which they just rode on with some texter. Freddy, what do you want, dude? Look, I'll be back. I'm not going to be gone for long. I'm just going to get him a treat.
That's when the show gets weird.
Tables. Give me a minute.
It's Jim Brown.
Get out of the way. No, Freddy.
An actual, next to Robert Zadar, another actual real actor in this movie.
Yeah. We can't have that.
Yes.
Okay, gentlemen, thank you. Very good work. Hey, baby, it's me, Baby Craven!
Ah, hello, Baby Craven. How are you? You're not going to try to stab me again, are you?
Baby?
Now, Baby Craven, how many times have I told you? You can't just stab me for no reason.
It's never not funny. I mean, you make such a noise and you cry.
Well, I mean, I do, because that's what happens when you stab somebody, especially me. It's the Wish version of Kirstie Alley.
So I want to plug the Batch's popcorn, the TikTok, because I'm the star now. I have my own I'm a TikToker. I technically am Gen Z.
I mean, that makes sense. He would be.
You guys are boomers.
Yes.
I'm a millennial.
I mean, I know you're a TikTok star.
I'm a millennial. Get it right, Baby Craven.
You're also old. You're lame.
Look, that's true, but you didn't have to say you're not
cool like my dad.
No one's as cool as Craven.
That is true. And I don't know who this Sherry Lulu chick is, but she's not my sister.
I'm pretty sure she is Craven. And I think Louise has, like, confirmed it at least 100 times
that's
already.
Baby Craven?
Yeah, that's right, Baby Craven.
Get in the face! I'll stab you!
Baby Craven, I told you, you can't just keep stabbing people, especially me.
I'll shake you, I'm pretty shaken, I'm shake.
Alright, Baby Craven, go to the naughty corner. You've been told once, and I'm not going to tell you again. Go to the naughty corner.
Kid's a menace.
You really fail as a babysitter for Baby Craven. I'm sorry.
Why does he always show up when Marcy leaves now? That's like that's his new bit. Like when Marcy leaves, Baby Craven shows up just to terrorize Bean. Pretty good. Hi, sexy
auntie. Jesus!
Hi, sexy auntie.
Hashtag hi, sexy auntie.
Oh my gosh, that's the hashtag for this episode.
Hashtag hi, sexy auntie.
Pete, how much for that tracksuit?
That's free, that tracksuit.
You need that tracksuit.
What is he wearing?
Was that dude in Hard Ticket to Hawaii? Because it looks like him.
I think you might be right.
It looks like the guy that played the sidekick to Ron Moss.
Ron Moss. Yeah.
Yes.
It could be the same actor. We'll have to wait and see when we do close-up shots of him.
I mean, I don't know what his name is or anything. I'm going to have to look this up. Hard
ticket. Robert Zadar is enjoying the fact he gets to be shirtless and muscly and everything in this movie.
It is.
Hashtag hunky boy Robert Zadar.
Hunky boy Robert Zadar.
It is. I got it right.
Oh. It is the guy from
Hard It's Harold Diamond. And,
yes.
It was. He played Jade in Hard Ticket to Hawaii. It was that ponytail that gave it away.
But anyways, though, I have somebody very special
who
I'm bringing on to the show.
Let's
see. Oh.
Because I've been talking.
I've been talking about her for the last few episodes, and it's finally time you all got to meet her. Now, here's my long-lost daughter, Sherry Lulu Louise Lassiter DiCaprio Jr. III, Esquire, Mother of Dragons, First of her name. Say hello to everyone, Lulu.
We're back, 3215.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Lulu. It's Sherry Louise Lulu Lassiter Jr. DiCaprio III, Esquire, Mother of Dragons, First of her name.
Hello.
Hello, it's Sherry Lulu.
Sherry Lulu, what's up?
I'm very excited because I can't believe I finally found my mom, and it was all a Weird Al's fault.
Weird Al?
Because that was where I was in the movie, and that's where. Because you see, that's where he's found me in that movie, and look at that guy's hair.
I think that might be your long lost brother. Drink.
Oh, that's Shane Lulu Louise Lassiter Jr. the first. But anyways,
is that Ninja Terminator Tubby?
It could be.
It's the wig.
Yes, but I'm very excited to finally come on the show to meet you guys and also meet my stepdaddy Craven and also my half brothers and sisters. So I'm very excited to finally be here. But anyway, I gotta get... Yes.
How do you feel about your biological brothers, Terry and Todd?
Oh, my brothers, Terry and Todd. I'm very
upset. Which one's your favorite?
Oh, it's definitely Terry, because he's not the one who's out at the special school, a.k.a. the psych ward. So... for murdering everyone, because I love hanging out with Terry. He's been such a nice boy. And also, as my brother, he's been looking after me. Although, mysteriously, all my friends have been dying lately, and I can't explain it. So it's weird.
I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
I'm just watching this karate fight.
Although, I love this, the subtitles. Knee smashing, men grunting.
Men grunting is my favorite subtitle.
Stay away from Baby Craven. That's all I can say. He likes to stab things.
Oh, Baby Craven. He's my favorite little half-brother. He's so
allegedly
adorable. Adorable. I'm going to babysit him tonight. He can try to stab me, but I'm going to replace all of his knives with plastic ones. But don't tell him. I'll talk.
That won't stop him.
But anyways, though, I gotta get going. I gotta go drink a glass of rosé, because that's my drink of choice. And I'll see you all later. Bye.
That kid shouldn't be drinking.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with that.
Oh, yes. So anyways, that's my daughter, Sherry Lulu. And I'm glad you all finally got to meet her.
Ah, good times, good times. Now we're going to go with just one particular highlight from episode 93 with Ghosts Can't Do It. And for me, this is definitely one of the more memorable moments of the show for all the wrong reasons.
Oh, okay. Now I know what's going to happen because I know, like, from what I've read the other day of this plot. So basically now Anthony Quinn is dead. He wants to get back with his wife. So what his wife, Bo Derek, is going to do is find a young man, possibly kill that guy, and his husband can take over that guy's body.
She's never been with a young man before. And she got with him when he was 50, which would have made her fucking 10.
I was going to say, because she's 33... in the movie, he's totally, in the 70s.
The way their relationship is, he totally groomed her when she was young. Oh my god, that's so fucked up.
See, that's what you call grooming, not whatever people are trying to say it is today. Because he's an old rich white man. That's who you gotta worry about.
This is real grooming, people. I am disgusted right now with John Derek. You're a sicko.
We all did the math in our head and like, oh shit. No, 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 no.
I'm reading the subtitles to work out what's going on, and he said you got with me when I was 50. So she would have been like 13.
I am scared. She basically was a child bride, people. She was a child bride.
Yes, anyway, let's move on to episode 106, which marked Colin's very first episode as an official co-host. And what better way to celebrate that by me picking the Christopher Walken Canon-produced Puss in Boots movie? Please enjoy the highlights, people. Please enjoy. And also joining us, because he is pretty much now our fourth co-host, please welcome the Trash Panda himself, and also one of our co-hosts on another podcast, We Just Want to Talk About Wrestling. Please welcome Carlin.
Holy shit, I don't know if it's the reefer or I'm about to cry, but I'm a co-host of this
fucking... Yeah, can we make it official, officially welcome you to the To Be Digital podcast?
I feel like it's official at this point, man.
Well, that's the thing. I think I came in as a fan of this fucking podcast, and now I'm on this podcast? Oh, shit, I'm a cry.
You cry. Well,
now we can hold those four fingers up, peeps. It's officially we're four now.
Yes.
It's a donkey.
Is it donkey?
Marcy, that's a mean thing to say about Jason Connery.
There was a donkey that was on the screen, not Jason Connery. No. God damn it.
It's one of Craven's donkeys.
Donkey, I need you.
Donkey.
Marcy, I know he just recently went to jail, but is it possible Doc Antle did the animals for this movie?
I am scared that Doc Antle might have.
Did he go to jail?
He got done on two of nine charges or something.
Oh, shit.
Hella went to jail. Hella went to jail.
There he is.
Christopher Walken. Wow.
Wow, I'm a cat.
I need more cowbell.
What
I
is
need
he,
more boots.
What is he sitting on?
He needs more boots.
Oh, that was a log.
Nothing. He just sat on this log.
He just saw a vision.
Marcy, it's not a log. It's a log.
Log.
I want some of what he's on.
I know, right?
What the fuck did I just see, bro?
Dude.
Man, this shit is making me see my cat as Christopher Walken.
I know, I need to see Freddy as Christopher Walken.
Now, I imagine Freddy would be Antonio Banderas.
See, he's already thinking about eating the cat. They're that poor? Jesus.
He's feeding the cat, and the cat's trying to bite his fingers.
He is trying to get that cat fat so that they can eat that cat.
Why is he seeing a vision of the cat that's in front of him in a tree?
I
was going to fuck with you guys tonight and actually microdose, but I'm so glad I didn't with this movie, because this movie would have fucked with me so hard.
Christopher Walken is wearing the mustache from Thanksgiving.
He is.
No, that's a real mustache.
Yes.
Yo,
which is the real mustache from mustache. It was the real fake mustache from Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Colin, you gotta play along. This is a running joke for the season.
Oh, that's right. We'll make sure you get the spreadsheet of all the gags later.
Yeah, dude, just give me the shit on the side, all
right? I'm just picturing passing Colin the notes for the show. Oh, fucking hell.
Don't mind me, I'm just going to bury this donkey in the hay.
Hold on.
That's where all your donkeys. Oh, shit, he's got a notebook. Yep. He's going to take notes.
Colin has been taking a spreadsheet for this show. I knew it.
Oh, shit.
No, those boots are going in their stew for tonight. They need some fucking... They need some sort of, like, fiber in their diet, all right? Look at that. This dude's hallucinating seeing Christopher Walken cats. Like, It's he's not doing too hot. He's not healthy. He is not healthy.
I don't think he's healthy. I think Sean
so
Connery
he's buying
abandoned.
The boots for his cat.
Yeah, he bought the boots that are human size for that cat that's that size. Wait for it!
The cat.
Yeah, hit him right in the nuts.
The cat's just gonna like it. He got the boots for the cat, but he's just gonna sleep. He's just gonna play with the box that it came in instead.
What effects? The fuck is going on?
This is cutting edge.
This movie is a fever dream.
I told you, he's not healthy.
Look how suave he looks.
I'm in my boots.
Oh!
I think this is what I sent you, Beast.
Okay, you need to screenshot that I see puss.
I see puss.
I swear to God, I'll buy a shirt. If it says I see puss on it, I will.
Put that screenshot on a t-shirt.
And on the back, and boots.
And boots.
It's Rascal. Wow.
I feel like I could do a really good Dracula Christopher Walken, but not a Christopher Walken. Like, I feel like I could do, like, a Dracula. Like, something slow Dracula. Like, some bullshit
wow.
like that, but...
Wow. You know, it's crazy. This movie, I'm puss. I'm boots.
I'm puss.
No, not on my chair.
My mustache is manly.
Kill Fred.
Which I got from Thanksgiving.
The turkey. I picked it up off his face. It was funny.
That film certainly was a fever dream. Now from a highlight from episode 105, which was our first double feature episodes. And the idea for that is to pick two movies that go an hour or under. And this special highlight is from one of those double features, which was called Bloody Muscle Bodybuilder in Hell, as chosen by Bede.
How's the electricity still running in this house? It hasn't lived in for 30 years.
It's the ghost weed. They need to put the lights on for the ghost weed. That's how hydroponics work.
Yeah.
Like, those are all grow rooms back there.
Yeah. But also, if a house is connected to electricity, it's up to somebody to turn the electricity off and not have it be paid for. This house has been getting free electricity for 30 years.
Or their power bill's going to be, like, really, really high.
Someone's going to be sent a very high power bill.
Yes.
Wow, he looks like a Ted Raimi-esque nerd.
Did somebody say ghosts? We need...
Oh!
What the fuck was that?
We've got ghosts!
Hello, it's me. I'm the ghost who lives in this house. I mean, I'm a ghost because I'm clearly not a woman.
I'm terrified.
Yes, that's my doll. See my doll there?
Yeah.
I think that might be Baby Louise's doll.
Baby Lulu, Sherry Lulu, Lulu.
No, sister.
I don't know, there's too many.
I thought I'd come in and, like, since I'm the ghost, and I wanted to share you found my weed, I wanted to share you guys my ghost weed.
Yeah, tell us more about the ghost weed.
Yeah, tell us about the ghost weed. Is it an indica or a sativa?
Well, what ghost weed is basically you grow the marijuana. Then you get.
Hey, ghost! Hold on! Ghost! How do you grow the weed? How do you grow the ghost weed again?
Okay, first of all, what you need to do is that you scare people into putting marijuana seeds into the ground. Then the marijuana grows, and then you get them to roll up the marijuana, and then you get them to smoke it into your face. And then as it goes, it's like a translucent vein that forms into my ectoplasm, and then we become one, and we become fully high. And then that's... we blow it back in the person's face and it becomes a ghost wing.
That's very complicated.
It sounds very complicated. I don't know if I want ectoplasm in my face.
Well, I'll try anything once.
I mean, to be fair...
To be fair...
I have been haunting this house for 30 years, so...
Okay.
But anyway, so I gotta go get back to haunting other parts of the house, so I'll see you all later.
That was weird.
Wow. That was the first ghost we've had on this show.
I don't think we've ever had a ghost on this show.
I was not expecting a ghost to a puppy on this show.
Is that why you ran away when the ghost was here?
Yeah, because, like, a ghost creeped me out, Marcy. What could I say?
You didn't want that ectoplasm in your face for the ghost weed.
I definitely did not want that ectoplasm in my face.
And I love how we resurrected an old bit. Oh God damn it! I got to get myself one.
You had to get yourself on that one. That was terrible. Ah, yes, the year and the episode, the podcast gained a ghost. And now for the final part of the best of To Be Tuesday's podcast 2023 part one, we are going to be looking at episode 107, Evil Bong. I am not going to say anything except enjoy these highlights. He looks the guy like
he looks like the asylum version of that guy from Adam Sandler's movies, one of his buddies.
That's
Dante. Dante guy.
Dude, that's Ashton Kutcher. That's who that is. Ashton Kutcher.
And Kutcher.
That's like Ashton Kutcher.
Kutcher.
And Kutcher.
Kutcher.
Oh shit.
Look at this jackass. Who's this guy?
Ashton Kutcher.
This bro rolling in with a 40-year-old cheerleader.
Sexy Annie.
And she's probably done porn.
The sexy Annies. Yeah, well, the sexy Annies do porn.
They've totally done porn.
Oh my God, how many Lucky Charms? I've seen that girl. I want all that Lucky Charms.
Why is his underwear in his hand?
I think he's trying to clean the apartment.
Good luck.
I think he shit on his library bed. And
Is that Bede?
Is Bede joining us?
What the fuck?
Bede? Oh. Is that you?
Bede,
you are banished. God.
Hello there.
Bede's here!
Oh my god, he's there!
Bede's here!
Hey, Bede.
Toby!
Hey!
Bede!
I have come to interrupt your podcast.
You were banished from this podcast.
First of all, you cannot. First of all.
He heard we were having such a good time. No. Your plans got changed today, didn't they, Bede?
Yeah, well, my brother and my nephew and niece were supposed to be here by now, like at least an hour ago, but they're not going to be here till like another 2 hours now. So I'm like, well, I should just come on the podcast.
It's all right. We still have an hour left of this movie.
And nothing has happened except they've gotten a bong and they got high.
And exactly. I ridiculed the nerd on your behalf.
Yes.
Okay, well, now that I'm here...
See, look at that nerd, Bede.
No, he's not a nerd, bro. He's not a nerd.
Bede's nerd sense went off. He felt like he had to actually come on the podcast because he says there was a giant nerd on this podcast. And he just had to talk shit about him.
My nerd sense was tingling.
Oh, Bede. We're glad you've managed to make it because we are having the best time today.
Indeed. Indeed.
I feel like it's a competition. Who can break us the most?
Dude, what? It's eating him.
He's getting eaten by the titties.
He's getting eaten by the tits. Oh my god, Ooga Booga is jacking off!
He's jacking off!
Oh my god!
Whoa. Yes, baby. That's
going to be the greatest moment of the history of this podcast.
Yes. Go to sleep. Yes, baby. Yes.
That was quite a way to end this Best of the To Be Tuesdays podcast, part one. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining, not only for this Best of podcast, but for all the podcasts that you've tuned into for the To Be Tuesdays, as well as for the Super Network. Your ongoing support means so much to us, so thank you so much. Please stay tuned for all the goodness that we will be bringing you in 2024. And coming up next for the To Be Tuesdays podcast will be part two, which will then be followed by the annual To Be Tuesdays award. So there's lots of good stuff to look forward to. Until then, I'll see you next Tuesday, everybody. And please enjoy this little preview for part two.
You know, have you guys ever been so sad that, like, everything just hurts?
Yeah.
That
every day of my life, dude. Come on.
It's so sad. Like, the sounds.
Yeah. Bro, I have a really, really good turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit lonely and you're never coming around.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the sound of my tears.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit nervous that the best of the years have gone by.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit terrified when then I see the look in your eyes.
Turn around.
Turn around.
Every now and then I fall apart.
And I need you now, tonight.
And now, that's my part. And I need you now, tonight.
I need you more than ever.
And if you only hold me tight, we'll be holding on forever. When we'll all be making it right. Cause we'll never be wrong. Together we can take it to the end of the line. Your love is like a shadow on me all of the time. Louise, take me back, Louise.